Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Tonight, he's back. Spencer Strider taking the hill. Mike, we only saw him one time before he went on the IL, and then, you know, the hamstring playing catch thing happened. But his last start was April 16th. So we've only seen Spencer one time, but the bottom line is getting him back, we know what it means for this pitching staff. And by the way, AA, Alex Anthopoulos, our general manager, went on the Steakhouse earlier today. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what he had to say. I am a little disappointed, Mike, in what he had to say about two things, Raisel Iglesias, and then getting more bats for Drake Baldwin, which is something we spent a lot of time on yesterday.
Yeah, like, I get it. So you got an investment with Murphy, and you still have to worry about at some point Drake may be slowing down, but he's showing no signs of that. So right now, the idea that he wouldn't play against lefty pitching on a Tuesday and Thursday in this series, that to me is bullcorn, as Carl would say. But even more bullcorn, we love Alex. I don't want to make this about killing Alex because he's done good work here, but that excuse about what's up with Raisel Iglesias, Carl, that, well, you know, he does so much warming up in the bullpen sometimes, you know, he burns out. I'm like, what? I know it's not like, you know, in Japan where they warm up, you know, every minute, every inning, and they'll have rubber arms. But, I mean, you're telling me now, so what, you guys have a pitch count in the bullpen before he even gets out of the bullpen?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, it's a little bit suspect. But here's the deal. Like, he just hasn't been dominant. He saved games. He's been shaky at times, and when he goes in the ninth inning and we got the lead, he is, this season at least, giving up a hit or a run. And then you get on edge, and you're like, okay, Raisel, settle in. And then he does, and he's gotten some saves, as I said. Look, we're going to look up, and he's going to have 30 saves again at the end of the season if everything goes right, meaning the offense is as good as we think it's going to be. The pitching continues to be good. He's going to get plenty of opportunities. But as I said on social media, and we invite you to follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. He's been too inconsistent for me this season. Mm-hmm. So let's hear Alex talk about this. By the way, the full interview online at Odyssey.com. You can check it out, 92.9 The Game on the Steakhouse. But here's what he said about not being concerned about Raisel Iglesias.
Not at all. And I know I'm supposed to say that. I guess if I was, I wouldn't come out and say it. But, and I will tell you why. You know, the one thing that the fans all see is when guys actually pitch in a game, we monitor and track how much they're up in the bullpen, right? And those, when you're up and you're, you know, we call it being up and hot and getting hot, getting ready to get into the game, that's something, right? It's not this equivalent of an appearance. But, you know, I've had some guys tell me that's the equivalent of half of an appearance. I've had other guys tell me it's three quarters of an appearance. Some guys will get up twice and not get in a game, and that could be viewed as an appearance. So he's been up a lot. That's not a criticism. He's always available. There's no issues with his health. We've played a lot of tight games. You know, those are the moves Smith needed to make, and it happens. But I think some of the rough outings have been on the tail end of he's been worked hard. And again, that's not a knock. He's available. We signed off. Everyone knows before we all sign off on guys being available. So I'm right there as a part of it. But that's where some of the rough outings have occurred.
So in other words, you ramp up and you amp up and apparently put some wear and tear on you, which, you know, I mean, look, relief pitchers, it's a fine art and how you know your body and how you do your work. But still, I mean, then if there's that much handle with care with the Iglesias, then we got to look for another closer at the deadline, period.
Yeah, look, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. Remember a few years ago, even I think it was 21, Mike, or 22, where we had a couple of guys that had closed and he went out and you know, acquired these guys at the trade deadline. So you had some different options. But at the end of the day, like, I hear what Alex is saying. I just don't think that's the reason why he's not been dominant. His stuff's not been great. It's been okay. And like, we can say this about him just like we can say, hey, you know what? Sean Murphy wasn't hitting last year. Or we didn't know what to expect. And is he going to hit his weight this season? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. It doesn't mean that he's a bad closer. It just means he's been too inconsistent. So I get it. I'm not going to tell you, Alex, is it protecting him there, Mike? I get the explanation. I just don't necessarily agree with it 100%.
As we say all the time, yes, you'd love to have in his prime an Aroldis Chapman, you know, throwing 100 miles an hour, or in his prime Mariano Rivera. You know, even like I said last week, Heater, those guys, they just kind of, they grow on trees. And this year, statistically, it's really a down year for closers across the board.
True, true.
But if you're a Braves fan, you've dealt with Melanson. Then we had Smith. Remember him?
Yes.
And look, we won a World Series with him. Kenley Jansen was good and bad. But we just rarely, if ever, you got to go all the way back to Kimbrel. That's like 11 years ago that we had the guy that was actually throwing BBs out there consistently.
And nobody's talking about that, right? I mean, where is he at, by the way? Where is Craig Kimbrel? Yes, I mean, but he's not been given an opportunity to come up here?
I mean, it's the end of the string. I mean, we'll see. I would have thought they might have gone to a shooter. Like, if you see this bullpen, which is really good up until last week, then a couple more wobbles. Maybe we'll see if De Los Santos can't tighten things up. Perhaps we'll see Kimbrel. But one thing for certain, I still think you need two more setup men before this trade deadline. I know it's early days yet, but that's an issue.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. Talking about our Braves back in action tonight. Strider makes his return after being on the IL with that hamstring injury. You know, he pitched, and then it was 5 days later, he was playing catch, and then he was hurt. And so, again, we hadn't seen him in a long time, but we know what he's capable of in 22, 23. I mean, combine those years, guys. We're talking about a guy who went 31-10 with a 3.36 ERA and 483 strikeouts in those two seasons. He is as dominant as it gets when he is completely healthy. Let's hear Alex Anthopoulos again on the Steakhouse today talking about Drake Baldwin, who I think is a secret sauce, and is he going to get more at-bats?
You know, Snit's going to just try to get him in the lineup when he can, especially with a left-handed bat with the starters against the Red Sox. Pretty good splits right-left. It made sense to get the left-handed bat in there. Murph, we're facing two out of three left-handers with the Nats, so Drake will play game two. Murph is playing game one and game three. And Snit does a great job of getting all these guys at bats and keeping them in the lineup, so we're excited about him.
Boo!
Yeah,
woo!
I mean, come on, man. Look.
Kids hitting 540 or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm you know, serious.
You think about this, like, imagine when Chipper came up, you know. Yeah, you know, we got this kid, Chipper Jones, and yeah, he's raking, but, you know, we don't want to take it bats away. Get the out of here. If you're ready for the show, you're ready for the show. And again, all these Braves fans, well, the bitches, they'll figure him out. What is this dedication to Sean Murphy? He's a bum. He's a bum. Okay, he's not clutch. He's not clutch. He bet. By the way, we looked it up. The year that the team was incredible in 2023, what he bet in September? 111.
Oh,
bum, bum. Thank you.
That's terrible.
He's not. I mean, again, all this. Well, his defense. Defense for what? You telling me that everybody comes and plays the Braves run station to station? They steal first. They steal second. They steal third. You wouldn't steal first. You'd be on first. But you get the idea. I mean, yeah, okay. It's important to have a defensive catcher handling the pitchers. I'll take the guy who's raking on a team which has struggled hitting.
Who are you, Little John? Defense for what? What are you talking about?
I love
about?
His braces. Really, it's very important to hear. Well, I mean, I think, you know, they're working. Here's the thing with the pitching staff. They're about as young as the freaking catcher. Okay, so they'll all grow together. I mean, oh, my God. Braves fans are making, oh, you can't do that. Not everybody. Most guys agree with us. But, I mean, there's always these fans who are so scared. Oh, no. Yeah. And if he gets hurt, oh.
Well, that's the one that bothers me.
Then don't get out of your house in the morning. You might trip and break your leg.
Yeah. That's the one that bothers me. Dukes, we've had issues with depth. Everybody does.
Yeah, and we got a guy. And they got, what's his face down there? They got.
Hensley.
But there's the other, the backup, the 300. He's actually not even too bad, McCann. They've got another one. So they got some depth. And guys, I'm not saying cut your nose off, as in Murphy, to spite your face. If by the end of July at the trade deadline, Carl, you could move him for something that really improves your ball club and pair some salary, that's a smart move to me.
It's the only move for me. 404-726-0929. And it's not about subtracting. It's addition, you know, subtraction by addition. I mean, like I just feel like this is the right move. Either way, that's Alex Anthopoulos saying they're going to try to get him more at-bats, but the lefty-righty thing will play. One other thing from Alex. How soon are we going to see Acuña for life? When is Ronald Acuña coming back?
If he's down, he's playing tonight. He's played six innings, two nights in a row in the field, and he DH'd the following. So we'll get him to at least seven innings, maybe more, but at least seven tonight. I don't know. Let's say he plays seven innings, steals three bases, makes unbelievable diving plays in the outfield, and he comes in and he just says, I'm ready. I got to play. I'm ready to go. We'll have a conversation. I don't think that's going to happen.
A conversation? Mm-hmm. If he does that tonight, he better be here tomorrow. Well,
again, this gets back to
a conversation.
But here's the thing. Is he the guy you really do have to handle like a Fabergé egg because of all the injuries and because of all the things? Now, these are both knees he's had issues with. They are going to slow roll this. I'm going to shoot for that end of May, that first series with the Sox at home. But I'm with you. If you look the part and he's ready to rock, I never understood why they've got to. If you have a deadline you stick to, no. If he looks like he's ready, just bring him up. Let's go.
I think his bat is ready. I don't know if the in-the-field thing is. And I say that just about timing and, as we said, getting jumps on balls. Guys, that outfield thing ain't nothing to play with. I mean, it looks easy, but when a ball is hit and you got to track it and you immediately take a wrong step, you're done. And that's why these guys practice this all the time. And to Mike's point, that's the thing I'm more concerned about. It's not getting a hit and running down the baseline. Mm. It's that ball's hit and he's on the run. And now, does he feel comfortable enough, as we've said? And that stuff's full speed. You're not jogging to most of these balls. So I hope he's back sooner than later. But right. That is Alex saying his return is imminent, guys. To Mike's point, we said this when the season started. Everybody said, when is he coming back? Mm. I said, June. I think it'll be June before we see him. We're getting a Memorial Day weekend. It's June. So either way, Braves tonight taking on the Nats. Again, Spencer Strider on the hill. He's taking on Mitchell Parker, by the way. Parker's not been good. Past four starts, he's been terrible, to be honest with you. 9.68 ERA. Mike, we should rake against this dude. Strider should get a bunch of strikeouts. We should do business tonight.
Yeah, let me see Drake out there.
You and me both. Hey, man, coming up, NFL owners are meeting. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall for some of this stuff? Just to hear, like, you know, who's trying to convince who? We're going to keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon. We are expecting some things to come down. But when we come back, House versus the NCAA settlement. And now college football is hiring a CEO. We got to talk about this. It's Dukes and Bell.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we get into the daily download, we got to talk about, I think, one of the biggest stories that has happened so far in college football. And it's not NIL, it's not the transfer portal, but it is going to affect, I think, all of that, Mike. And it's that the House versus the NCAA settlement, which, again, is still, you know, going to get settled here. But there are things that are coming out. And I think one of the biggest things is that they're going to hire, and I say they, the Power Four conferences, guys. The guys that are in charge of those conferences are going to bring in a CEO of college sports. Of the College Sports Commission. And this is going to look a little different because the NCAA, Mike, is not going to be doing NCAA things.
No, and that's what I tweeted today, because when Day-Day shared this with us, Pete Thamel's article is the initial article from ESPN about, yeah, the College Sports Commission will be in charge, and they will have their own sort of like traffic cops to dole out whatever this rules are going to be. If there's a salary cap, if there's a cap on altogether as far as your collective, how much money they can gather, all these things will be in black and white, and the NCAA will not be messing around, Carl, with all their ticky-tack, secondary violations, all the things which make us roll our eyes, right, the last 50 years. So that's, to me, that's a step in the right direction. Immediately, people hear this, they go, hey, call Nick Saban, see if he wants to run it. Well, I mean, sure. Is Nick Saban interested? How much does this job pay?
It's going to pay seven figures. And it's going to be somebody outside the realm of college football, which I love. I don't think you need somebody who's been around it. I think you need fresh eyes.
I disagree. I think you want somebody who's been there in the trenches.
And the hiring responsibility is going to lie with the four commissioners. So the guys that are running these conferences are going to make that decision, and they're already deep into the process. So they're saying that this person is not going to be somebody inside college football. They will more than likely hail from outside of college athletics and probably not expect to be a household name. So, guys, this could be somebody that's a business leader right now in the business world, maybe running a Fortune 500 company. Who knows? But these conference commissioners are already in this process, and they're going to bring this individual in because there's so many responsibilities. I think you need somebody who has that kind of experience, Mike, outside of just being a coach.
Look, I know it's lazy to say Nick Saban because his name has been bandied about for months. If they were going to do something like this, if this was going to be the byproduct of the House versus the NCAA. But to me, you got NFL owners who are successful and come from other walks of life. They can't run a football team. I don't need a guy who's got no experience or a woman who doesn't, in my opinion. I would rather have somebody who's been in the trenches, understand understands every facet of how you build a football team, how you deal with all the outside influences, you deal with the agents, you deal with the boosters. That's why, to me, I mean, it's the guy staring you right in the face. I mean, I understand the logic on that side of it, too, but I would go with somebody like Nick Saban if he was willing to do it, because I think he does and has used his platform for things I thought, I agree with him, many fans felt were changes that were needed. So why not him? Why reinvent the wheel for a guy who's staring you right in the face?
I think he'll be an advisor. I think there'll be many people that will be advisors, but they're saying this executive will oversee the newly implemented systems, including the $20 million revenue sharing salary cap and the clearinghouse for NIL deals. You think Nick Saban wants to oversee that? I don't.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, they've always thrown his name at them. I'm not sure Nick wants to be out on that plank, you know, walking the plank. But we'll see. Look, as long as it gets going, I didn't like the idea that they had folks that were kind of like neophytes to college football. Condoleezza Rice at the time was like, you know, I know she's a football fan, and I know she knows how to organize things and run things. She was a Secretary of State, and she was a chief of staff. But I didn't like people that weren't – I thought they got a little too cute with it, with a college football playoff committee, is my point. So to go down this road, I'm like, eh. Kind of looking at it sideways.
It's going to be interesting. And again, I have no idea who this guy or person is going to be. All we're telling you is they're already in the process. And this is going to change the dynamics of college football. Here's the funny thing. I mean, forget about Kirby or, you know, DeBoer or any of these other guys. You got Iowa's head coach going, we still don't have any idea what the rules are. I mean, that is not anybody that's winning national championships or considered to be a contender year in and year out, even though they're pretty good in the Big Ten. Like, they can't score any points. But that's probably what most coaches are saying. Can we get some formality here? That's what we need more than anything. And that's what I think that, you know, outside, again, making sure that everybody's spending the amount of money that they need to spend, the NIL rules, you got to get everybody on the same page.
And I like the fact, as we said earlier, the NCAA is not involved with this, because for years, I mean, to have a rule book as thick as the phone book was silly, and they knew that their days are numbered, and I think it's great to get them completely out of the equation. To me, and we were talking about this off the air, you need to have a cap for your team, per team, come up with a number that that works. Come up with, you know, each player gets to transfer twice in his commitment. Haven't you? There's a contract. But again, the contract's a slippery slope, because then you feel like, could you unionize? They want, I was going to avoid that. Whatever they're going to do, Carl, in these next, year?
Yes.
To 18 months? Let's make sure we knock it all out, right? So there's not anything that all of a sudden crops up that, oh, they didn't think of that. I would like to think they're going to have that in place where you can transfer twice. Let's see, if your coach leaves the program, everyone gets to opt out.
Yeah.
Things like common sense, things like that, that it should have been in place for years.
Look, if Saban wants to do it, and I got Alabama fans, why do you hate Bama so much? I don't. If Saban wants to do this, it's a no-brainer. I just don't know if he wants to do it. Guys, he's having fun on TV.
Right.
He's got an incredible beach house in West Palm. Like, he didn't have to do a damn thing. If he's going to invest in, this is time. This is a complete investment into whoever's going to get this job to be honest with you, resurrect college football. It's broken right now. The game is not broken. We turn the game on Saturday, we still get the same product. The rules and regulations of college football, it's broken. So whoever takes on this responsibility, Mike, these commissioners,
right,
Sankey and company, are going to be looking at this guy going, all right, where are we headed? What are we doing?
I mean, one of the things there, and it's not a problem for us in the Southeast because we're SEC all day, but it just feels like the SEC and the Big Ten are basically Pac-Man. That are gobbling up everything else. So if you're going to do this with the Power Four, now granted, the only thing where the ACC gets more relevant, Carl, is these teams got to get better. Miami's got to get better. Virginia Tech's got to get better. FSU's got to remain, you know, viable. You know, that's part of it. You know, the Big 12 gobbled up smaller programs. It's not really, you know, compelling to see Cincinnati and UCF. You need those schools to be better, because right now it's basically a two-horse race. So that's another thing. How does that moving forward? I mean, are they going to still continue to have the biggest voice in that room? And how things get done, including the college football playoff. Because, look, as much as SEC fans would say, right, we got the strongest strength of schedule, I do think that just simply have, you know, two-thirds of the playoff being SEC and Big Ten isn't right either.
This is interesting. James Franklin said, we need somebody who's going to wake up every single morning and go to bed every single night making the best decisions in the best interest, to your point,
right,
for college football. He didn't say the Big Ten. He didn't say the SEC. And that is one reason why I think there may be some pushback with Saban, because they may feel like there is a
too
little
close to it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if that's not going to, you know, be the reason why, or he doesn't take it, or if he's going to even be interested. But I agree with Franklin. That's why I think they're looking for somebody outside.
And by the way, I just do think whatever you do, it's going to be one voice. You have a football czar. We don't need committees. Enough committees on the planet. We don't need another committee. You know, like a three-headed monster or something like that. So one guy, I do like that. If you bring somebody who, I just don't know how you bring somebody who doesn't have a background in college football and you know, other than perhaps he is not, you know, an alumnus of something. He follows football. I mean, that's the thing. That's why for Saban, to obviously you're worried about what Franklin's talking about, a bias for the SEC. But I still think, look, Nick Saban coached in the Big Ten. He coached at Michigan State. This guy knows everything that we just talked about you need to address because he just lived it. He just walked away from it.
I think, and this is my opinion, do you need that or do you need someone who understands the business side of this way more? Because that is what you're taking on. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think.
I mean, right now, remember, the college football playoff is its own entity. That's not attached to this. So that's a marketing company which gets together with the Big Ten, the SEC, the other two Power Four conferences, and they put together this tournament. So that's one thing down the stretch. Does it fall under the umbrella of this? No, there's a contract with ESPN and ABC on that one. So
we're not talking about the playoff. I'm talking about how this person implements the systems that are going to include revenue sharing under this new...
Yeah, but I'm saying, but let me finish my thought on this. You've got TV entities that have something like the college football playoff. Each networks, in the case of Fox, with the Big Ten, you all have these different individual contracts with the conferences. So how does this oversee that to make that fair and equitable? I mean, you're talking about you're saying overseeing all aspects of college football, including the television rights?
More likely, yeah, because the four Power Four commissioners are going to be involved with this. Mm. And if that's the case... then they're going to be looking for more money, right? Down the road, this is probably going to be the person who's negotiating that or certainly well involved, way more involved
than
they
are. So this is basically that Super 75 you and I've always been talking about.
Well, I don't know about that. I just think that whoever they're hiring is taking the pressure off of the commissioners to have this pressure to make all the decisions that we're talking about.
Look, all we want to see is Ohio State, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, anybody, wherever the schools, wherever the conferences, we're all playing off the same sheet music, right? That here's your money, here's your cap. You know, yes, you want to have the depth that Alabama and Ohio State and Georgia have enjoyed. But, I mean, maybe they cap it at, what do you think, the $20 million was the number
that's
we initially heard?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And again, the executive, this is the other part. When you talk about that aspect of it, but also the clearinghouse and NIL deals like that, now those are specific business deals. That's business. That's not football. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into, including Braves in action tonight. And, hey, the NBA playoffs continues. It starts tonight. Conference finals. We'll get into it next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, it's interesting, because Mike and I, we go off and take a commercial break there, and we're still talking about this new CEO for college football. And if you're just joining us, hi, I'm Dukes, he's Bell.
Hello.
And this is new news as we continue to move this story forward, simply because we've been waiting to see where this is going to go. And now, you know, hearing that the conference commissioners of the Power Four, there's no longer the Pac-12, are going to be hiring this new CEO, it's a big deal. And we're just trying to figure out a few things about it. But you said something to me in the break, and I want to just get into this real quick.
We're just talking about, like, you know, you're going to have this new, again, they'll have a football czar, and you'll have this college football, this new world we're going to be living in. The question I had is, right now, the ACC and the Big 12, they don't, you could argue the SEC should say, hey, why do I have to cap my stuff at $20 million? Why can't us in the Big 10 give $25 to $30 million per team? Hell, Texas is putting together a $40 million class, right?
Allegedly.
So the idea, argument I would say is, you know, is there going to be pushback from SEC, Big Ten specifically, to say, look, you know, until the ACC improves their brand, that's a them problem. They've got a terrible TV contract. You know, why, you know, should the big boys who generate the most fan interest have to somehow curtail their ability to provide, you know, the revenue to maybe have the elite product?
I think it's a fair argument. Here's where we're at, though. That's where I think we're living. And I think most college coaches think that's unfair. They all want to have a level playing field.
Right.
Georgia shouldn't be able to outspend Ohio State or Alabama or Auburn just because they can. And maybe they could. So if you give all of these coaches, because here's the other part of this, by the way. This gets us back to coaching, which matters, the right kids in your program. If all things are equal, now all the stuff that we used to care about comes into play. But last year, did it not feel like Ohio State just went out and bought the best team? And then they ended up winning.
Michigan the year before, and Ohio State, they paid their guys to stay and then brought guys in too.
Okay. So that is why I think that all these coaches around the country want an equal playing field. Guys, if I know Ole Miss is not giving an extra $6 or $8 million to their guys, and we're giving all our guys, this is the cap, like the NFL, now all the stuff that we talk about in the NFL matters. What are these coaches doing? What kind of scheme are you running? What kind of kids are you bringing in? Now it gets back to the fundamental stuff that we care about, which is the football on Saturdays. Not just, I'm going to go spin. And we just had a great story. For those who missed it yesterday, Connor Riley came on the show, and he was talking about this offensive tackle,
Jackson Cantwell,
who ends up going to Miami, basically because Miami just, they outdid themselves. They spent more money than Georgia was willing to spend. And I don't like that idea in college football, and I don't think most coaches do. If you're going to get them paid, fine. I'm okay with that. I think everybody is at this point. But if we all can only spend this amount, now what comes into play? What makes my team better than your team?
So that's where we're going to be living. I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear these discussions, because in a perfect world, yes, Miami can't throw an extra penny. I mean, there's a cap. But again, are you going to have a cap on players? No, I think, is it going to be like playing the Madden game where I'm going to devote X amount of the pie chart
exactly
to one dude?
That's exactly.
And so my $5 million goes to my five-star quarterback, and I'll try to cobble together a team, kind of like the big three in Miami in basketball. You know, you'll have all your worker bees, you'll have LeBron, and you'll have your elites and Dwayne Wade, et cetera. That would be interesting. Or do you have a pay scale and X amount goes for linemen? That would really be getting off in the weeds. X amount is paid for quarterbacks, et cetera.
I do think that is probably where it may go, simply because then, Mike, you guess what? Then you don't have Nico situations.
Right.
It doesn't matter where you go. This is what you get. Right? So now it gets back to the kid making the best decision for him. Where am I going to go flourish and have a potential chance to go to the NFL? Not who's willing to give me more money as I jump around from school to school. Guess what? If you make this at Auburn and you want to go, oh, I don't know, St. John's,
right?
You're not getting more money. This is where it's at. So when you say a scale, I don't know what that looks like, but I believe that's probably what it will eventually be. And oh, by the way, there's no way that you could pay, you know, the punter $3 million.
Right.
Right. You're not going to do that.
And you sign, but the thing about, like, you know, amateurism, like, oh, obviously we've crossed that threshold. The idea, you don't want to have somebody, the players get together and strike. We got enough of that labor issues in pro sports. We don't need that. But the idea that some form of, you know, it's a contract that if I'm going to pay you the 4.5, whatever the $1 million for the 4 years, you get to transfer what? Once? You think some coach will say
with no penalty?
With no penalty. Right. And then, as Day Day said, take it back to the old days. You will sit out a year.
After your third transfer?
Right. But that's got to change. You get a transfer once, period. And if you do more than that, you lose a year of eligibility, and you don't get to redshirt that year. That year is gone. And that would stabilize the marketplace. I like that.
All right. Look, these are the things.
But this is the stuff that we'll have Jefferson versus the college football, what's this thing called again?
Sports commission.
Sports commission. Then we'll have that lawsuit, because they'll find that somehow that's a violation. Either way, of someone's right to earn a paycheck. We're just trying to broad stroke it right now. I think it's a great step in the right direction. I hope we just get the right guy or woman.
Person, yeah.
To run it.
Yep.
And take it from there. But yeah, we just want to get our college football back. We'll never get it back to where it was pre-2020. But there are some things I think everyone can agree on that we need to have in place.
All right. More on this coming up. It is very, very interesting, as you can already see. And the hiring responsibility, again, lies with the Power Four commissioners. They're going to hire this person. They're going to hire somebody. You know who they're going to hire? I was just saying this a day. They're going to hire somebody that can make them more money.
Bingo.
Period.
But be careful. As you said, you know, I said go get Saban. People said, yeah, you know, you mentioned James Franklin. You don't want to have people you feel have an agenda. How to work out for the Pac-12? Pac-12 brought in a guy with absolutely no experience to run a conference, and within 18 months, it was gone.
Terrible.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, just don't get too cute with it. They brought a guy that had a background in casino marketing, and tennis, and the thing went poof.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you do have to find that happy balance,
yeah.
Happy medium.
Big 12 is thriving, though, and they went out of the box, too, and hired a guy that was, you know, he was a promoter and marketing guy. So
right.
I'm with you. I don't know who that's going to be. I'm sure they have their ideas. It wouldn't surprise me, Mike, if they already know who this person is. It would not. That we're finding out about this now. Guys, this has been going on for months. 404-726-0929. More on this coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. My man Dom behind the glass. He is our engineer. And, of course, Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
He's back. Spencer Strider, guys, on the hill tonight. Again, the numbers aren't daunting. I mean, he gave up, what, 2 runs and 5 innings in his first start. That was against the Blue Jays, and then boom, 5 days later, placed on IL, on the IL. Mike, he said this when he got hurt. He was like, look, it just feels bad, and I'm taking more time, but he's got to trust the process. This guy would have pitched like 2 weeks after his injury if they would have allowed him to, but it didn't play out that way.
I like it. I'm excited about getting this guy back because, again, the way Schwellenbach's looking, Chris Sale is right at the ship. You know, A.J. Smith-Shawver's looked good. You know, then the bullpen's got to, you know, be stable. But all of a sudden, man, as bad as things looked those first 10 days of April, all of a sudden now you're 5 games out. Mets are having a little drama with Soto now. He's not legging things out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manager's going to speak to him.
Media's jumping on it with 2 feet. So, yeah, I mean, Philly right now is actually in first over the Mets.
Let me hear Spencer Strider talking about how he felt.
You know, it's kind of a beneficial opportunity to have my arm built up all the way to actually get to work on some stuff. So, You know, the rehab process, your throws are obviously extremely limited and regimented. You spend so much time at a lower intensity, there's not that opportunity where you're fully built up, you can work on stuff without preparing for a bullpen, a live, whatever it may be. So to have essentially 2 weeks to work on my upper half timing and arm path and some different stuff with quite a bit of a quantity of throws each day at a high intensity was a good opportunity. So felt like I made some progress there definitely saw some benefits in that in my bullpen yesterday. And like I said, I feel really good about where I'm at, feel healthy. It's just being smart and listening to the experts and not getting too ahead of myself.
Well, if he's on his game tonight, at least 7 or 8 strikeouts, maybe more, if he feels as good as he's saying right there. Mike, what do you think about Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom being the coaching guys, the guys who are going to coach the Futures game?
The Futures game, which is, again, all part of the All-Star weekend coming to Truist Park. I think it's great. And there's a bunch of names that you'd recognize. You mentioned Marquise Grissom and Chipper and a bunch of famous Braves guys. Everybody from Mark DeRosa you see on MLB Network and Andrew Jones and Tim Hudson, all these guys going to be working out as coaches. Grissom's coaches. He's got Fred McGriff, the crime dog. He fully endorses the Tom Amansky video. Will he be working defense or offense? Well, crime dog. Marvin Freeman. Murph's going to be doing first base. Brian Hunter. Ryan Wadklesko. All these dudes are going to be there. I love this. So you got a nice bunch of Braves alums all working with the young guys going to be playing in this Futures game.
I agree. Let me hear Chipper talking about being a part of this.
It's a tremendous opportunity, one that I just couldn't pass up. You know, the last time that the All-Star game was in Atlanta, I was actually playing in it.
Yep.
The time before that, Hank Aaron was actually playing in it. So any chance to get to be a part of this and especially get a up close and personal look at the next generation coming up and being in charge of allowing them to be able to showcase their talents to the best of their ability in the Futures game, I couldn't pass that up.
I agree. And I'm glad he's involved. As Mike mentioned, all the greats that are going to be a part of that. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Mike, the owners are meeting in Minneapolis. It's today, tomorrow. They're going to come out here maybe later this afternoon. Certainly tomorrow afternoon, we'll have a lot more information on some of the things that they're looking at. But we know the tush push is one of them. Frankie Louvu, guys, played with the Commanders. He was the guy that kept jumping over the line in that playoff game. Here's what he said about the tush push.
Yeah, I think they should ban it, you know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where – you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
You've mentioned this about rugby before, that play.
Yeah, I mean, it is very rugby-like, and football is kind of derived from rugby, its essence. But I love rugby, and I can't get people to watch, you know, rugby because it's a lot of just people standing around in the scrums, and you don't understand why it's kind of stop and start. The NFL has some more fluidity to it. 7-man rugby is exciting because it moves. But getting back to the initial point here, the refs started this by allowing guys to move with the ball. Remember they have such a quick whistle about 10 years ago? A forward progress is stopped. And then if you notice, they kind of let forward progress continue and let the pile push. And to me, this was just an outgrowth of that. And then the Eagles have got a quarterback in Jalen Hurts who can bench press and leg press a Volkswagen. I just take the devil's advocate role on this, the opposite side. I just felt not enough teams adopted it by using one of their best athletes. I mean, short yardage. How many teams have struggled in short yardage like the Falcons have? I mean, guys, this is we've lost playoff games. We've lost major games over the inability to get short yardage. So to me, is it the hubris of a coach? Well, that's their thing. I don't know. I just felt more teams should have tried it before it became an epidemic. One team doing something is not an epidemic needs to go away.
No, it's not. And that's the Eagles' argument. Like, this is not every team in the National Football League attempting to do this play. We'll see what the owners think. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Who you got tonight? T-Wolves at Oklahoma City. By the way, these two teams split during the season 2-2. Each one won on each home court. Mike, I like OKC, but I like him in 7. I think it's going to be a heck of a series. But you know, Day-Day was saying it wouldn't surprise him tonight. Minnesota, what's the number, 7?
6.5. Thunder minus 6.5.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think these are going to be close games, closer than that. But I do like Oklahoma City to pull this out. Speaking of the NBA, tomorrow we'll get the Knicks and, of course, the Pacers, which, again, to me is a toss-up. I think the Knicks, because I think there's an agenda by the NBA. I've said that. Yeah. I know people don't like that idea. I'm not telling you it'll be blatant cheating, but I just think if it came down to a call here or there, I think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. So, but I was going to say, Mike, it's interesting because people are talking about these NBA, you know, like the NBA draft lottery. Is it rigged? Listen to LeBron talk about this.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. That's the, I just don't think that was.
Yeah. You know, just, whoa, what are you? What are a you coincidence. Saying? Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs.
Oh,
man, oh my God.
Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the assignment, guys. I'm, you know, so, you know.
So what about what just happened, though?
Right.
Mavs trade Luka. Mavs get number one pick.
Well, again, you were on vacay. It seemed like such a hell of a conspiracy theory because immediately folks said, come on, you know, we're going to get Luka off the books. Things are not working in Dallas. We're going to go try to prop up LeBron for another year or two, and we'll make it up to you. And you get the first round pick, and now you can have the next Larry Bird in Cooper Flagg. Huh? I mean, look, it's hard in a league. That's why the NBA sometimes feels like pro wrestling. You just feel like, you know, Mark Cuban proved it. You know, he used analytics to prove it, that the refs ran out of time. So we'll see. But it is funny. By the way, if you're looking for, speaking of analytics, Pacers, they're a little bit better in the playoffs, averaging a 5.5 margin of victory. The Knicks obviously had a real battle with the Celtics. But as far as three-point shooting, you know, the Pacers, it's almost a push. It's a lot of numbers that really say this same thing with the Knicks and Pacers could come down to 7 games.
Yeah.
You give the Knicks an advantage in the paint, but the Pacers have Siakam, you know? And Kat, you feel like Kat's going to wuss out in a couple of games.
Yeah, he won't show up. That's Kat.
That's going to be it. Yeah. And Halliburton can take a game over.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Mm. It starts tonight in the West. Tomorrow's the East. Hey, when we come back, we got to go around the NFL. And there are lots of storylines, including I don't want any Falcons playing at all. It's Dukes and Bell.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.